E-Tidings Universe. Good afternoon, 21st Century World. This is Radio Richard Island, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Thormila Falcha Rothansha. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. Some men are re-roofing an old house. For the last 5 springs or so, some crows, probably the same ones, have been coming there to build a nest inside the roof and rear their young. But this spring, they won't have such a nice cozy place. While it's lovely to see a new roof on an old house, I wonder about those crows. How will they feel now when they come and discover it is no longer available to them? Will they feel sad or confused, or just move on without giving it a second thought and go find for themselves another place in which to build a nest and rear their young? And I thought, young crows don't really travel or dwell very far from where they were born. How will they feel now, seeing that their place of birth is no more? Or do they have such thoughts on such matters? The nest, the building in which I was born, was demolished several years ago. I have mixed feelings about it. Am I the only one who is constantly awed by the beauty of nature here on the island? And with every view, I want to say, oh, you're so beautiful. I remember after returning to the isle, having lived in the Arabian desert for 6 years, seeing every place to be so magically green, with grasses and trees, rivers and streams. And all I felt like saying was, oh, you're so beautiful. In today's broadcast, I will be continuing to read from Shakespeare. This will be followed by the reading of a poem, and I will conclude with the reading of the lyrics of a song. A reading from A Midsummer Night's Dream. You mistress, all this coil is long of you. Nay, go not back. I will not trust you. I no longer stay in your cursed company. Your hands than mine are quicker for a fray. My legs are longer, though, to run away. I am amazed, and know not what to say. This is thy negligence. Still thou mistakest, or else committest thy knaveries willfully. Believe me, King of Shadows, I mistook. Did you not tell me I should know the man by the Athenian garment be had on? And so far blameless proves my enterprise that I have anointed an Athenian's eyes. And so far I'm glad it so did sort, as this their jangling I esteem a sport. Thou seest this lovers seek a place to fight. Hide there for Robin, overcast the night. The starry welkin cover thou anon, with drooping fog as black as Acheron, and lead these testy rivals so astray, as one come not within another's way. Like to Lysander sometime frame thy tongue, then stir Demetrius up with bitter wrong. And sometime rail thou like Demetrius, and from each other look thou lead them thus, till o'er their brows dead counterfeiting sleep, with laden legs and batty wings that creep. Then crush this herb into Lysander's eye, whose liquor hath this virtuous property, to take from thence all error with his might, and make his eyeballs roll with wanton sight. When they next wake, all this derision shall seem a dream and fruitless vision. And back to Athens shall the lovers wend, with league whose day till death shall never end. Whilst I in this affair do thee employ, I'll to my queen and beg her Indian boy. And then I will her charmed eye release from monster's view, and all things shall be peace. My fairy lord, this must be done with haste, for night's swift dragons cut the clouds full fast, and yonder shines Aurora's harbinger, at whose approach ghosts, wandering here and there, troop home to churchyards, damned spirits all, that in crossways and floods have burial, already too their wormy beds are gone, for fear lest they should look their shames upon. They wilfully themselves exile from light, and must for aye consort with black-browed night. But we are spirits of another sort. I with the morning's love have oft made sport, and like a forester the groves may thread, even till the eastern gate all fiery red, opening on Neptune with fair blessed beams, turns into yellow gold his salt-green streams. But notwithstanding, haste, make no delay, we may effect this business yet ere day. Up and down, I will lead them up and down, I am feared in field and town, goblin, lead them up and down, here comes one. Today's poem is A Boy Named Sue by Shel Silverstein. Well, my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and a bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought it was quite a joke, and it got lots of laughs from a lot of folks. It seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle, and I'd get red, and some guy would laugh, and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick, and I grew up mean. My fists got hard and my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. When I made a vow to the moon and the stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. But it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I had just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon in a street of mud, and at a table dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad, from a worn-out picture that my mother had, and I knew the scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and grey and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, "My name is Sue. How do you do? Now you're gonna die." Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise he came up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laughing and then I heard him cussing. He went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me, and I saw him smile. And he said, Son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I knew I wouldn't be there to help you along, so I gave you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah, he said, now you have just fought one hell of a fight. And I know you hate me and you've got the right to kill me now. And I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye. Because I'm the guy that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun. Called him Pa and he called me a son. And I came away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then. Every time I tried, every time I win, and if ever I have a son. I think I'm going to name him Bill or George. Anything but Sue. Just anything but Sue. Sometimes we forget the future is not for us to see. And with this knowing, ever happy we can be. Doris Day put it in this way. When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be, will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be, will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly, que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Que sera, sera. Today, consider if there are whys concerning you. For instance, people might ask themselves, why does he or she always wear such and such a color? Why does he or she always do this and this? Why doesn't he or she do this or go there? What are some of the whys others might be asking about you? All right, I will leave it at that. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for all your many blessings. And spare a thought, too, for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult and not of their own making. You have been listening to Radio Richard Ireland, on the air for about 15 minutes from Monday to Friday, and occasionally on the weekends. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus banacht leat.